Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Pick and Pop podcast. As always, I'm your host, Luke Sicari, and joining me on the line, Damian Arsanis from the pickandroll.com.au. Damo, how are you?
We're good, mate. We're good, and it's just loving the time of the year at the moment. NBA playoffs, and you know, watching some of the Bucks action today, it's just so great to see Dele and Maker doing so well in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly right. And we'll start off there in the NBA playoffs and with the Milwaukee Bucks, as you mentioned. Now, they had a big win today. We're recording on a Friday. So they had a big win in their game three against the Toronto Raptors today. It was they could cause an upset, you know. Just quickly off tangent, I really like the makeup of this Bucks team for now and the future. But we'll stay on the Aussies. And we've got to start with Thon Maker, because like we mentioned last week, the fact that
making it happen.
He looks like a natural on the playoff stage. Quickly today, 11 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists in 21 minutes of action. He looks like a natural on the playoff stage. It hasn't fazed him whatsoever.
No, in fact, you could nearly argue he's been better than he has been in the season as well. Yeah. It's nearly like the playoffs, hey, I'm going to step it up here. And he's done just that, and he's been phenomenal. If we go to the game two where they dropped that one, he was still phenomenal in that game.
Just quickly on game two, his stat line, 5 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks in 20 minutes. Shows his versatility and how many different ways he can impact the game.
Exactly right. And right now, the Bucks are really humming. And they've got the advantage after winning game one, too. So it's a really exciting team. And you mentioned, you know, well, Dele today had a great game as well.
10 points, 2 assists and 1 rebound, 28 minutes.
Yeah, and just both of them. And we already know Dele loves a big stage. He's done it before. And we were seeing it from Maker. Now, we're also seeing, you know, the Greek freak. I'm not even going to try and say his surname.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. I think I've got that one down pat pretty much.
Yeah, you probably have. I don't practice it enough, but he's amazing, and they're all just really clicking, and they look like they love playing with each other.
Yeah, and they've just got that energy about them where you can just see. I know it's you can see how much fun they're having. I know that might sound a bit silly, like obviously they're having fun, but you can almost just sense it while you're watching them. And Maker is a guy, we talk about how he's an energy guy. That type of stuff can trickle down. So when they see Maker out there playing with his infectious energy, well, then the teammates look at that and say, well, we're now going to match that. And that just lifts the whole team up into a collective performance like the ones we're seeing. And if they get past the Toronto Raptors, and as we assume the Cleveland Cavaliers get past the Indiana Pacers in the other series, well, we could have the Bucks and the Cavs in the second round. We'll have Dele going up against his old team.
Yeah, which would be great. Now, and look, that's definitely a tougher matchup, but we're not going to count our chickens before they hatch, that's for sure.
But no, we're not. But it's exciting to think about anyway.
Yeah, well, the Bucks are in the box seat.
They've got home court advantage at the moment. Now, moving on to an Aussie that didn't have that much success in his game three, and that was Patty Mills. Individually, he scored 11 points, so a bit better on his game two performance individually. But for the Spurs, they suffered a pretty, not heavy, but it was a pretty comprehensive loss to the Memphis Grizzlies up in Memphis.
It's one of those games that the Spurs will quickly put behind them, and I think they'll bounce back very quickly.
Yeah.
They've shown that time and time again. They're very business-like in their approach, particularly when things don't go well. And while Patty Mills, it was good to see Patty Mills, you know, having a good individual scoring game is probably the best way to describe
11
it.
Points, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so he certainly did his job offensively, but, you know, to a degree defensively, it was probably where the Spurs fell down today. And, look, they'll bounce back quickly. They're a professional team, one of the best going around. They've had one of the best records going around as well, and they'll bounce back. And I don't think that's anything to get worried about right now. But, look, it's good to see Patty Mills making a few buckets, and that'll do wonders for his own individual performance.
Yeah, it will. And the last set of Aussies in the playoffs at the moment. Now, this series is only 2 games in. It's tied at 1 apiece between the Utah Jazz and the Los Angeles Clippers. And we've seen in both games Joe Ingles. Now, he's another guy that, like Maker, he just seems so comfortable in the height and atmosphere.
Yeah, the glue man himself.
Yep.
He's been phenomenal from, you know, shooting beyond the arc, particularly on the wings. He's been devastating against teams, but his just ability to make things happen. He nearly, like, lulls the defences into sleep, and he's just able to create offensively either for himself or for his teammates.
Yeah.
And as you said, defensively, though, he's really stepped up the last couple of years and he's been really good there. This is a really interesting series because, of course, the Jazz stole game one on the road as well. So, you know, they're sitting in that territory as well, along with the Bucks, although they haven't got the second win yet. They've got the slight advantage now that they've stolen a road win.
Well, they've taken home court advantage away from the Clippers. So now the Clippers have to try and win that edge back. As opposed to having it already. And you mentioned there Joe Ingles. He's been really good defensively. And even if you look at his game 2 stat line, you have a look, 9.6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals in 33 minutes. It just shows, like Maker before, he can impact the game in so many different ways. It makes him such a valuable asset out there.
Oh, most certainly. And it's not just that as well. It's the fact that he's just so professional and so comfortable in his own skin now. It's nearly like, since he's got to the NBA and he's found himself after a year, he's found his identity. He now knows who he is and how he plays, and he's maximising that output each and every game he steps out. So he's been an absolute find. And, of course, the Clippers is the team that missed out on him in the end. They let him go.
Yeah, they did. It's a bit of it's coming back to haunt them a little bit. No sign of Dante Exum in that series yet. We'll move on to the NCAA where the pick and roll has just published, as we anticipated every year, Damo, the big All-Aussie Awards. We'll start with the men. An article that you wrote, a terrific piece. It's very, very detailed. Player of the Year, Jock Landau, take us through it.
Look, it was never in doubt, really. He was I shouldn't say by far, but he was clearly the standout player this year because the other guy breathing down his neck was Xavier Cooks from Winthrop as well. And, of course, Cooks was a key cog in making sure that Winthrop got to the NCAA tournament. But the year that Landau had, he was in the top 5 centres. I think he ended up being ranked 4th best centre in the college basketball, coming 4th in the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Award rankings. So he was just simply phenomenal. And without him, St. Mary's was not going to be going dancing in reality. So he was by far the standout this year. And, of course, we had a number of other awards too. Landau led the All-Aussie First Team.
Yep.
But we had a number of other performers. So looking at Defensive Player of the Year, to me it was a no-brainer. We've got 7'1" centre Liam Thomas from Nichols. He led the nation in block shots. Now
4.2 a game. 4.2 a game.
4.2 a game. But an Aussie, 7'1" led the NCAA in block shots.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it, isn't it? That is really...
Oh, it is.
He recorded a block in all but one game this season. Posted 9 blocks.
Triple double.
Yeah, posted 9 blocks in 3 different games. It's pretty impressive. Yeah, his triple double that day was 14 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 blocks. Just reading the stats.
The only Aussie to record a triple double in D1 hoops this year. So, absolutely phenomenal effort. And he was the Southland Conference Defensive Player of the Year as well. So, thoroughly deserved award. And then the most improved award, there was a number of guys there, but for me, the standout was second-year wing Deng Adel at Louisville. He really stood up. His output, I think he more than trebled his output in scoring. He was one of the primary offensive weapons on a Cardinals team that went to the NCAA tournament, nationally ranked all year. To me, that was, in the end, a bit of a no-brainer. The freshman player of the year was a bit of a harder choice for me.
Yeah.
Ended up going with DJ Vasiljevic at Miami. He had an outstanding year, coming off the bench in roughly 18 minutes a game, I think, and really had a main impact off the bench in his rookie year. And they'll be expecting some big things from him over the next year or two.
It's definitely a name to watch out for. Now, we'll quickly run through the awards in the women's division for the NCAA. You can check out Lockie's write-up. He does excellent work on the women's basketball at thepickandroll.com.au. Player of the Year, we'll just go through this really quickly because we're running out of time. Player of the Year, Elisa Froehling. Freshman of the Year, Alex Sharp out of Wake Forest. Most Improved, Grace Lennox out of Eastern Illinois. And Defensive Player of the Year, Courtney West out of Portland State. You can check out all his first, second and third teams on thepickandroll.com.au right now. And Damo, before we finish, we better touch on the Aussies in Europe and overseas. We'll say overseas because one of the countries we'll mention here isn't actually a European country. We'll get to that shortly. There's a lot of them. It's an interesting time of year because all the NBL guys are over there. So there's a lot of Aussies to keep an eye on. And two of them, they went head-to-head, Daniel Johnson and AJ Ogilvie.
Yeah, they did in Iran, of all places. Yeah. Two Aussies going head-to-head. It was AJ Ogilvie's debut game in the Iranian Super League as well.
Yep.
With Azad, I think is how you pronounce it.
Azad, yep.
Yeah, and he was going up against Daniel Johnson. He's playing with Petrocini.
No, very nice in
the
Peninsula.
Also the same club that Alex Marich has played for before as well.
Right, yep. Ogilvy was very good. Yeah, they were both very good. Ogilvy, 17 points on 6 of 10 with 14 rebounds and 2 assists. Now, his team lost 80-64, and DJ was superb. 24 points, 11-12 from the free throw line, so very efficient. 3 rebounds and a couple of assists as well. So I'm sure their respective NBL clubs will be very happy to see him playing really well in the off-season. We also had a shootout between two established Aussies in Europe, and that was Ben Majum and Brock Modem.
Oh, certainly. So Brock Modem's playing with Žalgiris Kaunas in the Lithuanian League, and of course he played EuroLeague this season as well. His team easily accounted for Lietkabelis.
Yep, 84-62 was the final score there.
But both of them were outstanding, and Brock Modem's been an absolute efficient scoring machine all year. He hit a couple from downtown, 2 or 2.
Yep.
But Ben Majum, 6 of 7 from downtown he buried. It was phenomenal scoring from the two Aussies going head-to-head in Lithuania.
It really was. And there was a slew of other Aussies in action. David Anderson, Brad Newley, Nathan Sobey, Jason Kadee. Check out all of their form lines on thepickandroll.com.au. And just finally, we'll touch on, before we finish, the women in Europe as well. Abby Bishop and Carla George both had really big games this past week. You can check that all out online as well. Well, Damo, that runs out of time this week. As always, we appreciate it, and we look forward to speaking to you next time on the Pick and Pop.
Always, Luke, a pleasure, and we'll speak next week.